Part B. Directions. For questions 6 to 10, you will hear a monologue about personal life. While you listen, complete the sentences or answer the questions. Use not more than 3 words for each answer. You now have 25 seconds to read the sentences and the questions below.
I was only 8 years old when the Second World War ended, but I can still remember something about the victory celebrations. In the small town where I lived, we had not suffered much from the war there, though, like most children of my age, I was used to seeing bombed houses in the streets and the enormous army lorries passing through. But both at home and at school, I had become accustomed to the phrases before the war and when the war's over. Before the war, apparently, things had been better, though I was too young to understand why, except there had been no bombs then, and people had eaten things like ice cream and bananas, which I had only heard of. When the war was over, we would go back to London. But this meant very little to me. I did not remember what London was like. What I remember only about Victory Europe Day was the afternoon and the evening. It was a fine May day. I remember coming home about 5 o'clock. My father and mother came in about an hour later. After dinner, I said I wanted to see bonfire. So, when it got dark, my father took me to the end of the street. The bonfire was very high, and some people had collected some old clothes to dress the unmistakable figure with a mustache they had put on top of it. Just as we arrived, they set light to it. The flames rose and soon covered the guy. Everyone was cheering and shouting, and an old woman came out of her house with 2 chairs and threw them on the fire to keep the fire going. I stood beside my father until the fire started to go down, not knowing what to say. He said nothing either. He had fought in the First World War and may have been remembering the end of that. At last he said, "Well, that's it, son. Let's hope that this time it really will be the last one."
That is the end of Part B.